15, one of your other species, mountain goat seasons briefing and public hearing.
Thank you very much, Commissioners. Mountain goat seasons for 2019, very few changes here, nothing of great substance. What I'm going to be presenting to you is largely a matter of trying to live according to the guidelines that we put forward for ourselves in the game management plan. As you know, just a map of where we hunt mountain goats. These brown polygons with the numbers are the places where we hunt goats. Those are not the only place we have mountain goats in the North Cascades, but other places, typically the populations are too low or too dispersed for us to be able to aggregate and develop hunting units that we think could be sustainably hunted. These are the number of permits for each of those units last year. So what I'm going to present to you will be the small changes from last year rather than starting from scratch. As a reminder, even though our mountain goat population is, I think, stable, and in some cases growing, we still have to be very careful when we hunt mountain goats. We have a history of over-harvesting them. Other states that harvest mountain goats, I think, are still dealing with this issue a bit more so even than we are in Washington. But we, of course, still try to provide harvest opportunity when we can. We've done what we can, I think, at this point to minimize the harvest of the female segment, nannies. You may recall that last year we included an additional test component that of all the hunters have to go through a little online educational experience to make sure that we've done everything possible to educate them about the difference between the males and the females, which, if you recall, is a very subtle difference and can be difficult for people not experienced with it. So here are the only changes that we're proposing for the mountain goat number of permits this year. Natchez Pass is a place where we have typically allowed three permits. This is a bit complicated because, typically three. This is the first time that we have exceeded what I was considered to be our nanny subquota. Instead of simply saying, "Well, we're going to have 4% as our target, our maximum offtake," but we want 30% of those. No more than 30% of those to be females, why don't we just put those together and say 1.2%? 0.3 times 0.04 is 1.2. So over a three-year running average, we've been tracking the number of females taken. And this unit, even though the overall number of goats would still be sustainable if you looked at it superficially, there too many of them have been nannies. And so to keep in concert with the rule of thumb that we set up in the game management plan, I'm proposing that we reduce this by one. So that's what's happening in Natchez Pass. It's a little bit confusing. It typically would be three. The reason it was one last year is because we had an anomalous situation a couple of years past where the whole unit was off limits due to a fire. So we grandfathered those hunters into the next year, which meant we had to reduce it. So that's why it's one instead of three. So, sorry, it's so confusing. We also, part of our game management plan also calls for us to have 100 goats in anything that we consider a unit before we hunt it at all. Bumping River, we've not been over harvesting, but for reasons that we probably don't completely understand, our most recent survey had it coming in slightly below 100, not greatly. I think it was 95 or something like that. To err on the side of caution, I would much rather be one goat fewer hunts and make sure that we're not over harvesting than the other way around. And it could be that we can bump this back up to three next year, but we're proposing just one fewer permit in this area. This year, we had another fire. We had another situation occur that we decided to do a similar thing. This one in the Goat Rocks unit, we had the East Goat Rocks almost completely closed due to a fire. Hunters couldn't get in there at all. So we again did a special rule earlier in this year allowing those hunters to move their permits over to 2019. Here is the emergency rule that was passed in September of 2018. And two of the three hunters elected to reserve their permits, not hunt in 2018, allowing them to hunt in 2019, which means we, in order to not have too many hunters coming in 2019, we want to reduce this again from 3 to 1 so that we don't have too much hunter crowding and make sure we're not over-harvesting this segment of the Goat Rocks population. The other change we're making has to do with the East Olympics, and the reason I've thrown this slide in is to remind myself, to remind you, that in September of this year, we began the big translocation of goats out of the Olympics into the North Cascades. We worked only in Olympic National Park, but in 2019, that's going to change, and we're going to be working both in Olympic National Park and on the forest, including in the area where we currently hunt goats. So we're going to be trying to move those very goats that otherwise would be subject to the hunt. And it'll be happening right before the hunting season. We may not succeed in getting all of them, but it seems a little bit disingenuous to advertise a hunt and say, oh, by the way, we're going to try to get rid of those, we're going to try to move those goats live away from that area before you even get a chance to hunt them. So I think it's time to suspend the conflict reduction hunt we've had on the in the Olympics, the East Olympic hunt for the past few years, and let us see if we can move all those goats to the North Cascades, and then subsequent to that, see where we are, if there are still goats left in the Olympics, to see if there are hunting opportunities we can reinstitute in 2020 or thereafter. But we are proposing to go ahead and suspend from 6 to 0 the hunts we've had for the past few years in the East Olympics. We continue to get opposition to restricting goat hunting. There are people who continue to say, well, I see goats. Seems like we could be hunting more. I think we're on safe grounds being conservative. One favored retaining the Olympic mountain goat conflict reduction hunt, which I've just proposed that we suspend this year. And two, concerned about the harvest of nannies, suggested that we go with a billy only, a male required permit, which we have not done at this point, but I'm happy to discuss that with you if you think it requires further discussion.
Commissioner Keogh.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. Thanks, Rich. Always interesting presentation. On the Olympic Mountain relocation, the idea is to completely eliminate that population. So if there's some stragglers left, excuse the term, then you will authorize the hunt. Pardon me? Okay, yeah. Commissioners get first dibs on one of those, right? So that's the plan, is to completely
Do I have to answer that last part?
No, not that. not that.
The park would like to have zero goats. They realize that that's not going to happen in this next 2 or 3 year period. There almost certainly will be goats that escape not only the capture efforts, but the lethal removal efforts that will be subsequent to that. In the park, they have a long term plan to occasionally authorize some limited lethal removal to try to get what goats show up. And I think we would probably do something similar outside the park. I mean, I don't think the park will then continue that lethal operation outside of the park. There's no need for it. Exactly where we would go, I don't know. I think we'll have a better idea of how close we are to not having any after this next summer. Yeah. But there could still be some leftover. That said, I think if it's one billy on a lone mountaintop far from any other goats, it might not be worth the effort to try to kill that last goat. It's not going to produce, you know, survivors. But, yeah, the long-term plan is to not have the problem come back, because if a breeding nucleus is left, then subsequent generations will be facing the same issue that Olympic Park has for decades.
Yeah. Okay, good. Thanks.
Anything else? Was that your last slide, Richard?
I believe it is. Thanks.
Okay. No other questions? Thank you. Regarding that, we'll move into number... Oh, do you have no public? Pardon me. No public